BBC News. Hello, I'm Gerry Smith. The Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, has ordered the armed forces to help fight a record number of fires in the Amazon rainforest. In a televised address, he said that wildfires could happen in any country and that shouldn't be used as an excuse for international sanctions.
All the countries have expressed solidarity with Brazil. They have offered to help tackle the wildfires and have also offered to take Brazil's position to the G7 meeting. Wildfires can happen anywhere and they should not be used as a pretext for international sanctions.
Mr. Bolsonaro's announcement came after intense pressure from European leaders who had threatened to scrap a major trade deal with the South American trading bloc. Environmentalists accused the Brazilian president of encouraging farmers and loggers to clear the rainforest. The Amazon wildfires have been added to the agenda of this weekend's G7 summit in France. The leader of India's opposition Congress party, Rahul Gandhi, is travelling to Indian-administered Kashmir, despite warnings from the state authorities not to go. He and a group of other opposition politicians plan to assess the situation on the ground amid concerns about the current security clampdown in the state. Jo McGivering reports.
It's 3 weeks since the BJP-led government in Delhi announced a radical change to Jammu and Kashmir's status, a move opposed by many Kashmiris and by some opposition parties, including Congress. Since then, communications, especially in the Kashmir Valley, have been severely restricted. Hundreds of government critics were detained or put under house arrest. The security forces are imposing a virtual curfew. On Friday, a protest ended in violent clashes. The state administration warned the politicians not to visit, saying they would inconvenience other people.
Indian politicians are paying tribute to the country's former finance minister, Arun Jaitley, who's died in hospital in the capital, Delhi. Mr. Jaitley, a close aide of the current Prime Minister Narendra Modi, helped to shape economic policy during Mr. Modi's first term. The former Spanish king, Juan Carlos, is undergoing heart surgery in Madrid after an undisclosed problem was picked up during his annual medical in June. Officials say Juan Carlos, who's 81, has been living a full life since the condition was detected, including winning a yacht race in Finland. He abdicated in 2014 in favour of his son Felipe. For the first time ever, Australia's basketball team has beaten the United States, the world champions. More than 50,000 fans in Melbourne saw their side stun the Americans with a 98-94 victory. Australia were behind late in the game, but edged into the lead and held on to win. Correspondents say it's a wake-up call for the Americans. BBC News.